This is the Wikipedia page for MILF. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Please subscribe to this podcast because we have such a good time. And as we all know, a MILF can be a good time.
I sure would know.
Okay. All right. Shall we get started before we hear more weird things about you personally?
Yeah, please.
Great. MILF. For other uses, see MILF disambiguation. MILF, as if read as MILF, is an acronym that stands for Mother, I'd Like to... This abbreviation is used in colloquial English instead of the whole phrase. It connotes a sexually attractive older woman, typically one who has children. The phrase's usage has gone from relatively obscure to mainstream in the media and entertainment. A related term is cougar, which suggests an older woman in active pursuit of younger men.
History. Linguist Laurel A. Sutton states that MILF was one of the 9 terms for attractive women collected from undergraduates at a large linguistics class at Berkeley in the spring of 1992. Stereotypical users would be college students from East Contra Costa, California. The term was widely popularized by the film American Pie 1999, where John Cho's character, simply credited as MILF Guy Number 2, used the term to refer to Jennifer Coolidge's character, Jeanine Stifler.
That's right. Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom. That's where she became, like, famous, right?
I don't know.
A Stifler's mom in the movie American Pie?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's right. When American Pie came out, you were, like, 1 or something.
2. I was 2, but I have seen the movie.
All right. Okay, fine. A 2007 article in New York Magazine stated the evidence that the term had become mainstream included 25,000 plus MILF branded mugs and tees on Cafe Press to a rash of Hot Mama books. The Hot Mom's Handbook, Confessions of a Naughty Mommy, the MILF Anthology. Television shows Desperate Housewives, The Real Housewives of Orange County, the forthcoming contest Hottest Mom in America, and a pilot in development called MILF and Cookies, and of course, a concomitant porn genre.
Some media outlets found the expression offensive to women and suggested to replace it with WIP, which stands for Women Who Are Hot, Intelligent, and in Their Prime.
Ooh, gross.
I only have a problem with the acronym WIP itself and not what it stands for.
I think I know what they're going for. Get it, but they should have put some more creative people on this.
Look, I am definitely a feminist. Everything.
Oh, really?
Everything that goes along with that, but I definitely will continue to use the phrase MILF rather than WIP.
Fair enough. Same here.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while you go call your MILF.
Thank you for listening to that message. Hopefully your MILF responded with something positive. Similar terms. The term Yummy Mummy is also used along with MILF. The Oxford English Dictionary defines the term as an attractive and stylish young mother.
The show Yummy Mummies is an Australian reality show as well. It's very good. I highly recommend it.
That sounds awesome. I think I prefer Yummy Mummy to MILF, actually.
I like both for different reasons.
Got it.
Although not yet as widespread in popular culture at large, the forms DILF for Dad/Daddy I'd Like to or BILF for Father I'd Like to are used among androphiles to refer to a sexually attractive older man who is likely a father.
Androphiles. Androphiles and gynophilia are terms used in behavioral science to describe sexual orientation as an alternative to a gender binary homosexual and heterosexual conceptualization. Androphila describes sexual attraction to men or masculinity gynophilia describes the sexual attract, and I'm assuming it's to women. Got it. The term GILF for granny I'd like to f- and silver fox refer to attractive, highly sexual older women, 55 plus, regardless of childbearing status. Citation needed.
I'm thinking about DILF and how it's dad slash daddy, where with MILF, it's mother. So why is DILF more popular than FILF? I guess, I don't know.
Because FILF is the hard consonant on DILF works for it. FILF just is the same sound at the front and back. It's not as much fun to say. FILF.
In popular culture, in 2002, a resident of the U.S. state of Washington applied for a vanity license plate reading Got MILF, a parody of the Got Milk advertising slogan. The plate was approved. The applicant wrote a different meaning for MILF than what he intended, but it was later canceled after complaints were filed against it.
They must have thought they had gotten it through, and then they're like, dang it!
I'd be very upset.
Somebody caught it later. In December 2007, low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines ran a controversial advertising campaign using MILFs to promote their tropical destination based on a different acronym, Mini Islands Low Fares. In January 2009, Spirit ran the campaign again.
Good job, Spirit. In 2013, an apparel company, True & Co., parodied the phrase in advertising for its line of brassieres, converting it to, Mom, I'd like to fit. The campaign garnered negative attention for the San Francisco-based company.
A 2014 article in Playboy magazine by Purdue University sex educator and researcher Justin Lamiller referenced the work of Sigmund Freud and Alfred Kinsey to explain the fascination with the MILF phenomenon.
Ah, nice. SMILF is an American comedy television series starring, created, written, and directed by Frankie Shaw on Showtime. It is based on Shaw's short film of the same title. The series name, SMILF, is a play on the term MILF, with the S standing for single, or Southie, a nickname for South Boston, or both. The series was canceled on March 8th, 2019, after two seasons.
Still, not a bad run for somebody who made a short film and then got a TV show.
Yeah.
In 2016, Fergie released the song MILFs, with a dollar sign at the end, as well as an accompanying video featuring numerous famous mothers. I want to see that video.
We'll watch it after this.
Nice.
The 2018 French comedy film MILF is about three childhood friends who became MILFs, seducing three young men.
Way to go, French comedies. In the video game Friday Night Funkin', a song called MILF is named after the same phrase. See also age disparity in sexual relationships. Well, there you have it. Everything you wanted to know about MILFs. Now go out there and find yourself one or be one. Good luck, everybody.
I keep wanting to like say something, and then I realize how like creepy it's going to sound, so I'm just not going to say anything.
Wow, usually your creepometer is pretty low, so I'm glad that you are managing it better.
Yep.
Wonderful. This has been the Wikipedia page for MILF.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Do your MILF a favor and rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your text messages to MILFs.
Her ending is getting longer and longer and longer.
It has to.
If there's a Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.